That's the sound of two-year-olds really enjoying a wagon ride. Welcome to A Little Joycast. I'm Teresa. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe. This week's topic, the joy of playing tiger.
When the walking person is up,
I'm walking with an early preschool class to the park. Teachers from Warren Villages Learning Center are pulling two-year-olds in wagons. It's a pretty windy day, but it's still sunny and warm. I'm told the kids are taken to the park two or three times a week. They seem excited. The kids point out interesting things they see along the way. Squirrels, a playground, clouds. Whenever the kids are curious about something, the teachers encourage them by responding with just as much enthusiasm.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh, it's a celebrity sale!
Oh my
god.
Hi, it's a Norbit fan!
Nicole, one of the teachers, tells me the kids just finished a three-week-long transportation unit. Seeing a garbage truck is thrilling. Messiah is a little girl wearing a Cocomelon shirt. She's sitting in a wagon with kids as Raya and Azel. When one of her wagon companions reaches for her water bottle, she begins shouting agua in concern. The water bottle is forgotten. All three are just seeing how loud they can yell for fun.
Oh, there it is.
If only everyone were so good at conflict resolution. It only takes a couple minutes to get to the park. As the teachers cross the street, they pull the wagons onto the grass. It's a bumpy transition. As Raya is enjoying himself and begins yelling. And once again, his classmates join in. The teachers find some trees and park the wagons in the shade. As soon as the kids are able to hop out, they start running around. They know not to go too far, though. If someone does stray too far away from the group, several kids yell to let the teachers know, just in case. I'm not quite sure yet how to interact with the kids in this space. I don't want to scare them. I know I'm a stranger, so I just observe how they play for a while and let them be. The kids naturally follow the fun. When one child runs, others start running with him. If a student wants to get a snack, two or three classmates get snacks too. When they see Nicole hiding behind a tree, they surround it and look for her. She leaps out to scare them and they laugh. After playing for a while, she walks to the grass, two-year-olds all around her, and sits on the ground.
Or do we want to do sleeping bunnies? Okay, go to sleep, bunnies. Go to sleep. See the little bunnies. They didn't sleep till nearly noon. Maybe we'll wake them with the merry tune. Rising shines, morning time. 3, 2, 1. Wake up, bunnies! Hop, little bunnies, hop, hop, hop. 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 Wake up, little bunnies, hop, hop, hop. Hop, little bunnies, hop, and stop.
Again?
The start of the song prompts the kids to lie down and pretend to sleep. Some get really into play acting and start to snore. But as soon as the song changes, they're bunnies, tigers, or elephants ready to hop, stomp, or run around. The kids are having the time of their lives. I think they've also started to warm up to me. I notice some of the kids are watching me curiously. A little boy named Henry seems to be tired of just observing. He runs up and slams into me with a hug. I'm startled. He's pretty strong, but I hug him back. Then Henry's off again, running to play something else.
What are you looking at?
Looking at the kids, it occurs to me that these little ones love being silly, moving around, and being a little startled. They make me think of my daughter, who my husband and I are realizing is somewhat of a daredevil. She's fully rolling around now. In a few weeks, we think she'll be ready to crawl. I don't think I expected her to enjoy the thrill of being scared so young. Yeah, she likes when we blow raspberries on her tummy and things like that, but what she really loves is when I turn the lights off and run at her while growling like a zombie. She's also always trying to wriggle away so she can move around. And if I don't let her and insist on holding her, she'll let me know very loudly what she thinks about it. Playing with her always reminds me she's not as fragile as I think she is. There are some kids running towards a tree with branches drooping low enough that the leaves are touching the ground. I follow them, curious to see what they're doing, as Raya is standing under the tree and looking at me. He's short enough to stand under the branches and not even touch them, but I have to crouch to see his face. Next to us, some of the kids are chasing each other. And in that moment, I know exactly how to play with these kids.
Wing, I'm a tiger!
Roar! Ha! Roar!
I'm a tiger! Roar! Oh no! I'm gonna get you!
As I run and play, Henry and Azelle quickly join in.
I'm a tiger!
They're delighted and they're laughing and giggling. Then they want to switch roles. And now I'm the one running from three happy little tigers. I duck, crawl, hide, run. I make a show of pretending to stumble. As expected, the little tiger sees the opportunity and I'm tackled to the ground. Honestly, since having a baby, this is the most cardio I've done in months, so I'm actually pretty tired. I have accepted defeat.
Gentle with her body. Gentle. Give her some space. Let her breathe.
Grace, another teacher, comes over to remind them to be gentle. I notice that Messiah, who has been with us the whole time, doesn't seem completely comfortable with the tiger game. She's running, but stops and starts and spends a lot more time just watching. So when I get up, I walk over to her.
What do you like to play? Do you want to play a game? What do you want to play? Hide and seek? Hide and seek? Do you want to hide or do you want to seek? What if I hide? You guys go hide and I'll come look for you. Okay, ready? I'm going to count. One. Go hide. Two. Three. Four. Five. Ready or not, here I come. I found you guys. You guys want to try now? I can go hide. Or do you want to hide again?
I'm hiding.
You want to hide again? Okay. Remember, stay over here, okay?
Hide and seek delights her and the other kids. We run around some more before they see Nicole wrestling some students and they head towards the fun. I take the opportunity to talk to Grace.
Me and my co-teacher, when we come to the park, we mimic the curriculum that we have at school, which is kid-led. Like, if they're really focused on cars for a week, we'll do a whole week of just car stuff. If they're really focused on Halloween for a week, like, Halloween's about to happen, so we'll do Halloween stuff. And it's the same at the park. When we go into this space, we try to just observe them and let them do their thing. I think that is the best for their development too. I'm super, super grateful for my co-teacher, Nicole. She definitely has taught me so much about just like, yeah, letting them be free, letting them roam, following them, seeing what they're doing, asking them questions about what they're looking at, about what they're touching. You know, if they're looking at a tree, we'll ask them, oh, what does the bark feel like? If they want to run into the shade, we'll say, oh, where'd the sun go? So we just try to push what they're already interacting with. And I think that's just something that we both believe in as like a form of teaching. Thank you, Azelle. Whoa. Azelle just handed me some acorns. Are they soft? Yeah, they're soft. Thank you. just like that, you know, just trying to help them understand what they want to understand, what they're curious about. And I think that's worked the best.
Other kids are coming over now to hang out. While Grace chats with them, I say goodbye. It's time for me to head out. When I get home, I sit with my husband and our baby. We watch her roll around and scoot backwards on her back like a reverse caterpillar. We talk about what it'll be like when she can run around and we can chase after her at the park. My husband says he's looking forward to it. I tell him that when that day comes, I know a fun song to sing when we play. Thanks for joining me this week on A Little Joycast. This podcast is produced by Rocky Mountain Public Media and me, Teresa Ho. I love storytelling and I love Colorado, but most of all, I love the kids of Colorado. If you'd like to support this podcast so that I can keep telling stories, consider becoming a sustaining member by visiting rmpbs.org. A special thank you to Warren Village for working with us on this episode.